This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Iran is now saying that the U.S. decided to destroy diplomacy when it attacked three nuclear sites this weekend. Tehran's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amir Sayed Iravani, addresses an emergency meeting at the Security Council moments ago.
The timing, nature, and the scale of Iran's proportionate response will be decided.
But he says he does not know when or how. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities by the United States marks a perilous turn in a region that is already reeling.
The bombers that pulled off the strikes are back home in Missouri. Our Ian Lee is at that Air Force base.
This is the base that they would take off from, they would carry out their operations from. They can go to other bases and operate out of other places around the world, but Whiteman Air Force Base is the home of the B-2 stealth bomber.
President Trump told some Republicans about the Iran strike beforehand, but apparently not most Democrats. CBS's Willie James Inman.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans mostly welcomed President Trump's decision, while some Democrats said the commander-in-chief should have consulted Congress first.
I'm always open to new intelligence, but the procedure should have been that Congress was briefed before we decided to enter war and that we actually had a vote on it.
With Israel and Iran in their second week of battle, the IDF's chief of staff said the campaign is ongoing, adding that the Jewish state has targets to strike and objectives to complete.
It's hot out there and it's getting hotter. Most of the northeastern quadrant of the country, from Minnesota to Maine, is under some type of heat advisory. In Chicago,
it's hot. It's hot.
It's hot. What do you mean? What do I think about it?
It's definitely hot out. Definitely got to be by the water and stay hydrated.
Investigators are looking for a motive behind a gunman's rampage at a Michigan church.
It happened just outside Detroit in Wayne, Michigan. Witnesses say a man drove his truck into the church area and then...
They have an active shooter situation in the parking lot. Male is continuously shooting.
That audio courtesy of Broadcastify. The church's pastor tells the Detroit News a church member ran over the gunman with his truck. A security guard shot and killed him after he had been shot in the leg. Police say the gunman was a white man, 31 years old. Now they're looking for a motive. The FBI is among agencies investigating. Peter King, CBS News.
To Fort Lauderdale. Celebrations all around for the Florida Panthers after their Stanley Cup win. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. We've got a heat advisory that continues into your Monday. For tonight, mostly clear, breezy, lows in the mid-70s only. Highs in the mid to upper 80s on your Monday. Some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 78.
Right now, it's 93.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
drama.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show where eventually we all head home. Well, to our own homes. I wouldn't be going to your home, because if I did, you'd be like, who are you and why are you here? Be that as it may, let's play songs about going home or being home or just hanging around the house, whatever. Join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We'll start off with a band who had a gigantic record in the late 70s. They'd been formed about a decade before that, but they weren't all that well known in the United States until Breakfast in America. Here's Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home. One of the all-time great blues men, Howlin' Wolf, with Somebody in My Home. A little creepier vibe on that one, but what do you expect from a record called Moanin' in the Moonlight? Up next, we have a band that I have not featured hardly at all, actually, on Seth Faces the Music throughout the years. It's kind of interesting because it's a band that's probably one of the most popular bands in the world. It's not that I dislike the Rolling Stones, it's just I found songs that I like better. Well, here's something that's a little bit different in their catalog, and for that reason, I decided to include it today. It's from their controversial album, their Satanic Majesty's Request. Here's 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Down. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight.
From her monumental-selling album, Tapestry, that was Carole King with Home Again. Stay tuned, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a song that's sort of an answer song to one about, wow, a decade before it. That's kind of a long time for an answer song, but I gotta say, it stands up pretty well to the original. Find out what it is when we come back right here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But the computer has the evidence, no need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1.
To the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It has been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. New York's not my home.
my home.
The late, great Jim Croce with New York's Not My Home. And before that, we opened this set with Peter Schilling, Major Tom, Coming Home. If you get a chance, it's one of those early 80s music videos that is just nutty. You got to check it out, everyone. It is a lot of fun. Up next, we have one of the stalwarts of the Motown label. He was a great songwriter, a great producer, absolutely fabulous composer, all-around talent, live show, you name it, he could do it. This song is a little bittersweet, I have to say, considering how he met his end at the hands of his own father. Here's Marvin Gaye, I'm Going Home.
I'm going home. Thank you.
The Kinks from their album Face to Face. That was Rosie, Won't You Please Come Home. You know, for being supposedly a disruptive force, the Kinks certainly had a lot of songs about nostalgia and being a child and playing. So, I don't know. Make of it what you will, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a song from a soundtrack from the greatest jug band that ever was. So make sure you stick around here, everyone, and keep listening to WFHR.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Iran's UN Ambassador Amir Sayed Erivani tells an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that Iran had repeatedly warned the, quote, warmongering U.S. regime to refrain from stumbling into this quagmire. And he calls Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a criminal.
War criminal Netanyahu succeeded in hijacking U.S. foreign policy, dragging the United States into yet another costly, baseless war.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
The battle damage assessment is ongoing, but our initial assessment is that all of our precision munitions struck where we wanted them to strike and had the desired effect.
In Wayne, Michigan, west of Detroit.
Please, everybody come to the back. Come to the back. They gotta come.
A church service was being live streamed when a gunman began shooting. One person was injured. Police say a security guard killed the shooter, who they say was a 31-year-old white man. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. We've got a heat advisory that continues into your Monday. For tonight, mostly clear, breezy, lows in the mid-70s only. Highs in the mid to upper 80s on your Monday. Some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 78.
Currently 91 degrees.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Of all the things we did today, here, and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but
cross paths. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. Darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. Because
don't deserve us.
From his album Imperial Bedroom, from a whole slew of great albums he released in the late 70s and the early 80s, that was Elvis Costello with And in Every Home. And before that, we opened this set with The Lovin' Spoonful, Darlin' Be Home Soon. That was from the soundtrack that they provided the music for, You're a Big Boy Now, an early film written and directed by the great Francis Ford Coppola. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we have a song that's been recorded by just about every blues and R&B person out there. It's well known. It's been in tons of movies. So I had to basically pick whichever one I wanted. Here's a version by one of the great guitarists of all time, kind of forgotten from all the famous blues men, like I played earlier, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, that sort of thing. But there's a reason he had the moniker that he did. With Sweet Home Chicago, here's Magic Sam.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Chicago.
Decidedly different song in their oeuvre. That was The Grateful Dead from their record Built to Last. I Will Take You Home. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. But don't worry, don't panic, don't go home unless you're already there. We've got another whole hour on the way as we talk about our abodes, our houses, or just wherever we happen to be hanging our hat at the moment. We'll be back in just a moment right here on WFHR.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.
We are likely at the most heightened threat level that we've been in decades.
CBS's Sam Vinograd says a bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory System warns of a heightened threat environment in the United States following the U.S. strikes on Iran yesterday. In the U.S., Rebecca Weiner is a New York City counterterrorism official.
With an actor like Iran, it really is about intel, working with partners, monitoring tips and leads. So that is our standard operating procedure as it relates to Iran whenever there is a major incident that increases the threat.
The State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Israel. And now diplomat workers are being told to leave countries in close proximity to Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department ordered the